that's one thing we need to check, especially because as you are saying, the bottom line is that we have an MTF in this country. We also have what are called asset plan. If your government changes, the need on the ground to not change community. And so clearly if plans are in place, we know here and there people want to pick some of the things. But then the bottom line is that from the point of view of the allocation that are there, we need clear cut accountability by the system. Now, number two, there's a matter that which is critical, we want to raise even though it was not part of our letter. We want to raise this because it is immersed in our earlier discussion this last week with education. ECG. Whether you are, because part of what we were talking about at the time was nutrition, whether you are feeding in your ECG site. One. Number two, whether you are paying yourself, the educators, if you like, we're not sure whether they are called educators or what, but ECG, it's a matter that we do want to acknowledge of the 6.5 million. Little flame was reduced by 2.5 million, well, that could have been the reason there for the reduction. Dwelling them was increased by 600,000. What was the reason for that? I think those are the questions for the first. And the other thing is, for them, we're talking multi-purpose vendor. There's what we call municipal infrastructure in municipalities. It's also money that must talk to this money. It's something that we must find a way ourselves to handle. How does this money for themselves that you've given for multi-purpose centers, how does it talk to municipal infrastructure? So that you are able to have maximum outcome. If you're funding multi-purpose centers and municipalities are not building this structure also, then there is a problem in the picture. That's another matter. Over to you.
Thank you very much. CFO official to respond. You know, Mr. Flynn falls under the city. The fact that we will discover, look, just to give you an example, we do have in Khayelitsha partnership with barbarians who were threatening to pull out of the partnership because they put money to build this multi-purpose center in Khayelitsha. And the money has been sitting with the city even before I took over the department. And out of that, we had to pressurize the city. Then that multi-purpose center is now, they were here about 2 weeks ago. The multi-purpose center is about to be open. Then, Mr. Flynn, part of our intervention is when we discover that you don't have capacity to spend, we shift money from one municipality to another where we are building that multi-purpose center. But I fully agree with you. In other municipalities, I'll use George as an example, where we went on partnership with George Municipality under a certain political management. When it changes, they withdraw the partnership. Those are the challenges that are there on the ground because of the overall instability in the municipality and other reasons. But when you're looking into realities on the ground, these multi-purpose centers are needed in poor communities for various things. That is why in other areas we are saying it's important that we get our components, start to open offices there so that we can get some resources in terms of them. The other challenge is, it's for us as social development to make sure that we're using those municipalities, they become community facilities rather than being used when pensioners are coming and communities are unable to get access, because after the completion, the municipality is making funds very difficult for our community to afford. Those are some of the challenges that are facing us. And I want to, they will elaborate further. I'm happy that we are raising issue on ECD. In the province, we have developed a provincial strategy that involves ourselves as social development and health together with education. Education is focusing more on developing curriculum for us, because when we get in the province, we are faced with the challenge that you were having ECD that were under health. So as social development, we took a responsibility that health hand over this ECD to us. Then at that particular time, you're faced with the situation of infrastructure, you're faced with the situation of various, a combination of various, because really health, they didn't have the capacity to run those ECDs. But as social development, we made our own assessment. We felt that it's important that we draw in education. Education must be able to develop a standardized curriculum, because we believe that those ECD must be facilities where they are able to stimulate our children so that they can be ready for grade R. But what we picked up is that the challenge was more than the curriculum. The challenge was also on practitioners itself, because people that we know that in the olden days, that government was not interested in developing in that aspect. So we are having mothers or fathers, if they are there, who are taking commitment of keeping children while parents are, they don't have the skills. Education has managed to train, I don't have the figures now, I think the teachers will help me. They've managed to train practitioners, because it's important that you take them from point A to B, and the content, so that they can be able to stick to the curriculum that we're talking about. But we have developed, of course, the role of health in terms of the profession is to deal with the health aspect. But the issue of grade as infrastructure is still a challenge, because you have in different municipalities, in the city you might have proper infrastructure. If you go beyond the city, you might have more challenges. But we are working on that. But it's still some challenges, even in municipalities like George, where you have children that are in there. But at a provincial level, we've engaged with public works, because our view is that there is no way that in next to an informal settlement, there can be a primary school, and then in that informal settlement, we are having an ECD. Our view is that they must give us a space within the field of that particular school so that we can be able to erect a proper structure. And for our view is that if you have that arrangement, it motivates those children to move over to grade one, and they are in an environment where they can see progress in terms of that. We are not sitting. Part of our transfers, it speaks to the overall. It speaks to the salary, which is a challenge. It speaks to the salary, it speaks to the feeding aspect in the overall money that we transfer. There are various challenges in terms of that. And we need, I'm happy, I hope we'll get a report, because we were of the view that at least in that area, because we're preparing these children to go to grade, education can pitch in terms of taking a responsibility. So, but look, I have to confirm to this committee. In terms of the content, because what is important, I must be happy where I'm sitting, that a child who goes to an ECD in Gugulethu or in Khayelitsha is able, when she or whatever, getting into grade one, at grade R in 3-point high, that in 3-point primary, that child is able to if the stimulation is very high. I'm not yet there. But we are getting, it's part of our priority, the ECD for the 5 years. But as a province, we are not yet there, but we might be better because of inheriting other infrastructure, but I'm not, as long as we are still having parents who are able, taking their children out of our township into so-called ECD, we are not yet there. And where we are still having a bigger challenge is the children of farm workers. The challenge that is there, we're unable to penetrate in terms of in the private land, but what we are, through our service providers, we are working on making sure that there are programs, stimulation programs that are taking place. But it depends how friendly is that farm worker and how strong are service providers, how strong are civil society in that particular. So the plight of farm worker is still a challenge with their children. So I think that I'll try to give you a picture of what is going on. Those are the challenges. Thanks.
Thank you. Very briefly, we've got the multi-purpose center manager, so we can fill in the gaps, but I think very briefly, we have learned over time about some of the challenges with our municipalities. I think some of them, clearly, as our MEC has said, we have no control over. We do, however, have control over other things. And what we have done, you will initially see we had an initial allocation of 10 million rand for multi-purpose. We have allocated 3 million rand to the city. When it became clear to us that the city was not going to be able to spend that much, we asked for our money back and we redirected it to municipalities that could spend. And so you will also see in our presentation that when then initially got from us 1 million rand, we were then able to increase the allocation to 1.6 million rand. We faced a very similar problem on the West Coast. We had no hesitation in taking the entire 3 million rand away and reallocating it to other municipalities where, in fact, they can see, we can actually see the results. So that's very briefly on multi-purpose centers. And yes, Chairperson, we pay, if you look at the cost, for example, just for Khayelitsha multi-purpose center, we're talking over 20 million rand. Ours is a fraction, a very tiny fraction. We make a contribution and the municipalities do tap into the infrastructure grant, the municipal infrastructure grant. I just want to confirm one or two other things that our MEC has said about early childhood development. We do pay a unit cost. Out of that must come food. Out of that must come the salaries of the at the moment, okay. And let me put it in context. There is a national norm of 12 rand per child today. There is only one province currently that is paying the national norm. all the other provinces are lagging behind. However, I'm also very pleased to say that national treasury, that there is a bit being put into national treasury, and so all of the provinces have been allocated additional money for ECD. We currently fund 7 rand per child per day. So that is our unit cost, and we're hoping in the new financial year, once we get confirmation of our budget, that we will be able to increase that unit cost. Now, our point of departure, the MEC has made a reference, so our point of departure is that every child should have access to quality ECD services, whether you are on the farm, whether you are in an informal settlement, whether you are in the suburbs, must be quality. We also say that ECD must be the stepping stone to national quality, and therefore the quality of the ECD provision is important. The infrastructure is important for quality, but so is teacher qualification, and so is the quality, the content of the program, but then so also is what the children are getting in there, because if you are hungry, you cannot learn. And so those are the issues that we are addressing. There is a policy agreement with the Department of Education that they are responsible for children from the age, in other words, from 5 years old, and we fund up until that. But the country is facing a situation where education does not yet have every 5-year-old in a grade R facility. There is a plan in education to roll it out systematically, and what we have said is that no child will suffer because education does not have. So if a 5-year-old is in our facility, we will continue to subsidize, rather than disadvantage the child and withdraw the subsidy. So that is the situation at the moment, and yet I am very pleased to say that ECD provision is also more than what happens in an ECD facility. And so we do have an extensive program of taking ECD provision to the farm.
Okay. As I was saying then, because we must resolve this problem, if you like, the lack of will from the municipality. Especially because we are a united country whose objectives are one, and those relate to development policy. And so clearly, therefore, as we were asking, that the least of the municipalities, all of them, for us, is critical. Because maybe one of the days, we're not sure when, we might want to have them under one of the media affairs. Because we also want to know what their own contribution is to this objective. In respect of infrastructure, etc. So clearly, we must be converging under one of the all those inequalities, even given the city of that. But clearly, the city is also uneven. Getting to your car now in the sky, just pull out the city or you fly in your own helicopter and see where all of those people too well advanced. So clearly, if the city does not want to stand in some of the needy areas, then we need to engage with them totally. So clearly, we really say thank you for that. We do want to resolve this problem. But then this discussion must proceed in respect of ECD, such that ECD is given its rightful responsibility. So clearly one of the reasons we raise that is again the gap that we saw ourselves, where you had at the level of school nutrition, primary level you've got 2 kids from one household. The other is at secondary level and the other is primary. And so because there's feeding at primary, there's no feeding at secondary for the money. It would also create an environment where kids would not want to leave primary. But I need to go to the roof in a second. It's being explored. It's not in case of pilot that didn't have to do financial care. we ourselves have a seeking flaw. Nutrition at a second level. It would be inappropriate if there was no nutrition there for HCG. Clearly, these are matters that all of us must be sensitive, so we have the national department that are across the board with the program.
Yeah, thank you. I think that you almost covered me when you said that, hey, we would have to find a mechanism to make this money for it to come by putting that under one law. So the only worry that I have is if Cape Town City is allocated 3 million, it has to spend 2 million taken away. Cape Town City will not see the help of us. But if you do that with West Coast, you take away, it means that function will not be one because of the continuity. Because they don't have the framework of this system. And that's why then I was saying, then the feeling is that, again, we need to find a way. I think that and it's not again find a way of how do we ensure that whilst when you're using carrots and you're using a stick, but somehow there must also be a carrot to ensure that these monies are utilized. Because you for instance talk about Cape Town is not better, but somebody in Kylie Town, I'm not sure if we'll agree with you. Because how was the tale of two cities? When you're talking Cape Town or talking Thailand and Kailisha, you're talking different well. Now, if you went for someone in the West Coast, and those people at the end who have suffered in the our own people. So it means that we need to find a way of ensuring that these services do go to us. But I mean, with the background that anything, for instance, was saying about access to resources and contracts for people, it is the only way that we can use to ensure that our people do have access to these resources. But I think that maybe it is something that we need to, all of us, find a way of ensuring that how do we mitigate this situation so that they don't have absolute political power with public funding. So, but also I just don't want to comment today around the question of language. If it's a language month, is it Christmas or this year? I'm not sure. But the question of language that MEC was talking about, we'll talk about it some other time. You said, for instance, when your acting record is talked about quality, when you say it has in at Kailisha, when it was said to find a policy point, or doesn't have a problem because of language. But I think that the language.
You didn't say
what? Now it's good that then I didn't hear it correctly. Because I would go away here with the whole
before the meeting, but as I said earlier, those of you who did not get the flowers, have you crushed the department, at least they lie prayer. You must be consoled by the mic. Mr. Magadi, would you have something to say on this matter that you just talked about before the meeting?
No, not yet.
I was not speaking on language. I think when we took over social development, we made our own observation in terms of one country, two different communities. And what I'm saying, out of that observation that if you stand today 7 o'clock in Gugudetsu, you get parties and kumbis taking children out of Gugudetsu school to other areas. There are some things that is there is that there is no quality. Based on that, then come matric results. Western Cape is leading the nation, but you don't get into details in terms of which race are those students that are leading. But if you don't, therefore, build quality ECD and you only judge matric results, you will sit there, will sit with those results till Jesus comes down. Then you need, therefore, to build quality ECD, because the foundation, because those children will be expected to go to any school which others might have good foundation. That's the concept that I was saying. Therefore, it's important that you look at infrastructure. It's important that you look at practitioners that are teaching these children, the stimulation, what is going on there in that ECD is very important. And I think, Chair, as long as South Africans were taking ECD as by the way, we are still going to sit with matric results that are still cheap. So for me, I was raising on the quality, because you the point that you are raising in Northern Cape. So it's important quality, so that when children are getting into grade R, at least, because you will be expected to go to your university, then you are expected to get into market, compete with people who are having better foundation than you. So it is in that context that I was saying.
Madam, thank you very much. And you did say to me that that's an appointment you are listed. We will interact with you because I think we shall have to follow up on this matter. To try and resolve them. Madam, from the only platinum box, the only one.
Chair, you say it's the province of ICU.
ICU. Look at it's not
thank
ICU.
You
it's
ICU. No, ICU is going to
ICU. Care unit.
We probably need it sometime, but
for
not for a long time.
Okay.
For us to get a wake up call of what we ought to be doing. Thank you, Chairperson, members of the committee, officials from the Department of Social Development Office, and all officials who are here, especially from Ashman. I appreciate the time, Chair. I'm not going to be long because there's a very comprehensive presentation which is being designated. I'm going to summarize on some of the issues that are raised from the report. I think let me start with the factors that contributed to the under or the lowest spending in the Northwest. It's not something that is out of check, and it's also something that we are working on to try and alleviate. When other departments earlier were talking about public works being one of the challenges in infrastructure development, by then we haven't felt the knot because we never had infrastructure funding ourselves in the province. And thanks to this committee, because I remember we made that presentation to this committee that our services are largely driven by the infrastructure and environment within which we carry out these services, if we need to ensure that they are quality driven, if we need to ensure that the people comply, we'll have to ensure that we have adequate infrastructure. And public works does not have enough capacity to carry the load of all the departments in the province. That's the first thing. But secondly, that there was upright poor planning from the department of social development, because they knew by the beginning of the financial year that we have 53 million. But I can tell you, Chair, that planning started to be much more
intensive when we began to put our foot down and say, how far are we, how far are we? And this is what creates sometimes challenges between officials and public representatives, because you believe that they do what is expected. And when you begin to put your claws into the process, that's when you realize that there are problems in how work gets to be done. But we fast-track that process. Chairperson is right. There's a difference between spending the money and committing the money. And what we've agreed post-realizing that there's very little that was done, we agreed that we have to so that we don't forget it. Now, there will be commitment by the association with a view that we will then review our planning cycle so that we conform to the regulations as they are, so that we don't conform to methods of committing other than spending, but we need to spend and spend at a certain time. The third area there that happens, how we have spent our budget in the department, is the exodus of senior managers. Some of them I see sitting here in this meeting today. You know, Chair, you know, this pouching and chasing dollar is a challenge to us. We're not saying people must not have greater concerns, but the tendency... No. We can't do that because we are not moving from the same understanding. Our budgets are uneven. They are not driven by the conditions of the people on the ground. The formula that the FFC is using is really not assisting provinces that are poor. It is not responding to that, and it's not even taking into cognizance the population vis-a-vis the level of development that we need to have. But it is rather looking into all other factors and leaving key critical areas that we always have to look into. So the leaving of the DDG, finance, my manager, the CFO, all other senior managers, I think we had an exodus of about 6 or 7 of them within a month, all of them following each other. Lebo, thank you very much for being here now as an employee of national government. Thanks, Waiso Abriela, for stealing some of our officials. And these are the officials who left without doing work. Mm-hmm. Maybe they will deliver where they are, Chair, and we don't want to say anything. We take their ways that they are happy where they are. We would want to have them back, but we also assume that they are happy where they are. The fourth area that created a problem, which national really will have to look into, and I'm sure they are working on it, there are no blueprints on the kind of institutions that ought to respond to the services that we are providing. For instance, National will not guide us on the type of a secure care center that we must have. Now, it's a trial and error kind of a process. We have built 2 secure care centers in the financial year in question 3. Now, when the centers were up and we were about to provide the service, the people who are providing the services said, but you build wrong structures. You need to upgrade them to the level where they comply. And when you look into the budget of trying to make the structure to conform, it's equal to a new structure completely. One center needs about 8 million, the other one needs about 8 million, and the current one in construction will also need about 8 million. So we have a shortfall of or under budgeting of about 20 million. So we needed to take decisions, to make choices as a leadership of the department. And some of those choices impacted negatively on how the money gets to be spent. So, but in moving forward, Chair, I think that those kind of challenges would have learned the hard way and will deal with it. I think TEPO and the acting DDG will, or the acting manager and the acting DDG will have to speak to them. We don't have a senior manager in finance because the manager left and the CFO. So we have a deputy director who's now an acting director, but we don't have a CFO still. And now you have a DDG who left,
And we just appointed the acting lady, I think she's about 2 weeks. But the post has been advertised. We will close it because our timelines are that by the end of March we must have a substantive aid in the department. Same applies to CFOs. We are now hunting because CFOs are very scarce. Those that are good, they are scarce. But CFOs are very available in general. You can get a CFO any other time. Those that want to earn more money, but without really having. And how we conduct interviews is giving people practical work and they must give us results. Then you see that the person has whole degrees, but really in terms of actual implementation experience. And we don't want people who are going to learn. We want those, and we are going to pouch, unfortunately. Now, the 53 million that I have is going to the committee. We are currently under discussions and it has to finalize. We are going to commit money, but we are still going to ensure that the services are provided, because 25 million of the 53 will be responding to a substance abuse center, which already we purchased as an existing center. We're dealing with matters of compliance of that structure so that it does get to be in appropriate standards. Let me skip ECDs and come to, I'll come back to ECDs and come to matters that relate to the cutting of the budget. And here really we are going to request that you, I believe this structure is appropriate for us to lobby when all is lost in debates and provinces. And government is about competing needs. And part of the problem in the Northwest province in the last 3 years was that the education department budget was cut over a period of 3 years, over 700 million shortfall that they had. And we only got to understand when teachers could not be paid and they couldn't do some of the work. And we had to say, what do we do? In the current financial year, they had a shortfall of over 700 million. All departments had to move with speed because Treasury said it's your problem of budgeting and it's your problem of ensuring that you do the quality work. We had to sit down and look into the capacity in the department vis-a-vis our ability to carry out our responsibilities. And all of us agreed with Treasury that though you are taking the money, over a period of time it has to come back. So the cut was about 200 million, I believe. Take off 200 million, yes. They took 200 million. But we just view that over a period of 3 years, we'll get that money as part of the budget going forward. But let me hasten to indicate, Chair, that we are addressing an immediate problem of the shortfall of education department. But in the long run, they would not have adequate increase of their budget, which also impacts our budget over an MTS period. Between now and the third year, they are going to reduce our infrastructure budget by 50 million, starting from next year. Treasury has already indicated that next year, We are taking 10 million from you, that other year 20 million, that other year 20 million. And the challenge is also in process. I think it's a decision to address matters of education because of the need and Treasury nationally not budging on what they term to be a problem of the province. I don't want to get into it, but I would want you to note it so that when finance comes, they must explain in detail what is happening. I'm not happy about the decision, but I will have to consult to that decision. Present at least, we did surrender that money, and we had a commitment. I don't know, because it gets to be affected. The commitment is there, but they are continuing to take at least a year over a period of 3 years. And that money, Chair, we must not be, we must understand it could be money that came from personnel in particular. Now, every time you budget personnel, there are particular issues that go with it, equipment, office, accommodation, and so on. That's where the cut is. But we did not cut from money that is meant to change the lives of the people, services money, that was not affected at all. Whether it's transfers to NGOs, whether it's money that relates to older persons, disability, or children. The key components and the key core programs of the department are not affected. But what was affected was the personnel. And to that point, we'll not be able to employ as much as we want, because we've also frozen employment, at least until we get our challenges right in response to the challenges that are the last issue that I want to speak the integration, and I'm happy when Chairperson is saying that municipalities will call for that we need to speak in one voice. But as a province, we proactively have called already. We have established a structure that we call municipality together with the MEC. It is social development MNC together with the MEC. The biggest challenge is not going to help us to throw money into local business. Whether through MIG or any other form, we're not resolving a problem. The one thing that we need to do is to politically, consciously raise awareness on the responsibilities embedded to municipalities, to local government. Local government, in its nature, the priorities are not social development issues. Even if it's a shared responsibility between the province and local government and national. But to them, the challenge and the priority is water, line services, sewage system, and so on. Even if they get the MIG fund, they don't think about social development infrastructure at high price. They would first think about those things, those basic needs that change the people. Their IDPs must respond to what we say they must do. If in their IDPs the priority is all other programs, other than social development related programs, you still have a problem, because social development will be number 20 there, and then the first 10 key priorities will be something else. So we need to politically ensure that we educate each other, make each other understand that matters of crime, matters of rape are consequences of our inability to flag matters of social development as key political issues that we need to champion at all times, because they must be integrated with the rest of other developmental issues in our communities. So for me, it's this kind of thing. So that if we share the same sentiments and we move from the same handbook with municipalities, mayors, and councillors, it will not be difficult for them to influence the process of IDP development, so that IDPs must then begin to realize and elevate matters of social development as key ones in our communities. I think that there are methods of social transformation. There's an area where we have not spent money, with the overall budget that was presented there indicates. I took a conscious decision. It may be a wrong decision, but I'm going to defend this decision. You can't have in the Northwest a population of older persons, for instance, and only a little less than 1% of your older persons have access into services of social development. But we have more than 20 institutions that are providing the service. And in the last 10 years, all of them, it is the minority group that has been benefiting. Now, we are fair. It has been business as usual. People have been getting their share of money every year. We've imposed certain things that they must do. They have not done that. Now we are withholding the money. That's the only tool we have to enforce and force people to transform. We tell them this and that must be done. If you don't do it, we move money and give it to somebody else. That's the first thing. But the second thing is that we moved from an assumption that our communities are ready and they are mobilized. Now we have a challenge, because you take money from institutions that are historically white. You go to our communities, our own communities are not yet mobilized. Now as a department, you still have to mobilize them. And mobilization is not going to be easy, Chair. About Ibakona, you can get them any time. But mobilization in the sense that people must be ready to allow and change culturally and hand over Abokoko, Nabantu, and Abad by Makret. Children don't go to ECD centers because they can't. there's a mentality that Mutana will go to Christ when she's sick, do grade R and go to grade zero and go to grade R. Now the challenge is mobilizing them at a young age, at least 2 years or a year. Mutana magakule le Christ. Because development starts there. That's the biggest issue. Even in areas, you find that Abokoko, they don't have anybody who takes care of them. They are heading households. But they don't want to move out of where they are. We know that the law allows. But it also needs mobilization of other people to take care of elder persons, ensure that they clean their homes, and so on and so on. At a structural level. And those structures, we must ensure that we mobilize them politically. Now I'm saying, I have a mandate for 5 years, so I'm not going to play around. We'll have to do deliberate mobilization of progressive structures, because we can get any other structures. But I'm talking about progressive structures, and I'm happy that my officers are really moving. They understand what I'm talking about. The progressive structures must be mobilized. People will defend the revolution, not defend the individuals and officials of the state that they are more popular than they are. But mobilize progressive structures that are going to remain there and take cultural upbringing so that people must understand. And it's not only a program that we need to do, it's all of us. That's why we spend a lot of time in individuals and going to sector meetings. It's for them to understand the importance and deliberately ensure that they do the work. The last point that I want to speak on is Edumas Nalula. Yes, the very, very, very last. The requirement for you to find an ECD, I can tell you, if we can stick to those requirements, we will never take our children to school at an early age. The requirements are saying that you must have a shelter, you must have toilets, you must have health services, and so on, and all those and listed issues. Now, you go to a rural area. You find a mud house there, but there are children, 20 of them, you can't fund because that structure is not compliant to the requirements and the regulations. We need to look into it, because if we can wait for infrastructure development towards ECDs, we are going to wait forever. We'll have to make choices and take political decisions that let's fund with the provision that infrastructure will follow, but bring it to a required level or an acceptable level in the meantime. And that's what has been delaying. We had a target of funding 200 crèches in this financial year. We've moved to 90 because we took a conscious decision that we're going to prioritize poor communities over communities that are urbanized and that have got access and where people can ordinarily mobilize and pay. So it's delaying, but there will be a target. We will meet our target at the end of it, because we've got a number of institutions that we've tasked on the ground that are doing the work that we are saying should happen. We don't have a problem in integration. Education department does curriculum for ECDs. It does curriculum development and training of teachers. We take care of food provision. We take care of children's responsibilities in terms of content, and we also take care of administration, because that's how the 12 rand gets to be broken into. We are now at 9 rand. We were from 4 last year. Now the budget that we had was first to go and lift those institutions that were historically funded to 9, from 4 to 9. So the new intake will respond to the new budget. But the critical cherry on top, we said, because the Auditor General will sit on our neck if we don't comply with matters of audit. We set aside a budget in our department to audit all our crèches on a yearly basis. That budget is with us. We will then appoint an auditing firm, and then that auditing firm must go there and assist them, so that you also elevate professionalism and elevate matters of accountability by our structures on the ground. Let me leave it at that chair, but indicate that the future it looks very bright. There could have been a dip by now, but we have proper plans to take ourselves out of the dip, and we will be, of course, in the next year as we move forward. Thank you.
No. That's all I want to say. There's only one thing that we need to talk about. There's something that you still must talk to. Thank you very much. and that is the invitation of demarcation. Quickly. The Halahadis, the Makrat, the Sun.
Thank you, Chairperson. There was proper integration of those areas into our province, the ones that came to the province. We at first had problems in finding NGOs that came from Kwazulu because the general norm was that from Kwazulu. But we went underground to continue to provide them. That's why every time they fight, they will never talk about services. Because we mobilized them, we said, no, we're giving you money quietly. Just take it quietly and do the work. Don't compromise the service but continue to run it. I think that's what's making them. So we never had problems. There were three or four NGOs which eventually they came into. And we there are special programs that we put in place to assist them. But the enormous challenge that faces us in Morocco is that you have a blend of people who come from different backgrounds. Others are from Lesotho, Zimbabwe, and so on. And in the course, they give birth to children. They can't access because they are not citizens of South Africa. And more than often, and they constitute quite a very large number. And when such a premier, you must go and argue with the DCC and say, what is it that we can do? But in the meantime, as a department, we took a conscious decision that we can't deny them access. But we are not going to do it in the expense of the rest of the communities of South Africa. But where there's a need and where there's agency, we will intervene and provide them with those services. And I think we can go to town and beg about what we've done. But the general mood, from an economic point of view, we've inherited areas that were not necessarily serviced. And with areas that are serviced and areas that were much more developed, they are going to housing. So we are back to square one. We may be having a population of 3.26 million, but the areas that are serviced are gone. We are left with a province with a lot of challenges on the ground, socio-economic challenges, infrastructure challenges, and all other challenges that are facing us, with a very tiny budget of about 15 million, which equals to a parliament budget on its own. I think they can take off the process. I think those are the issues. But we don't have challenges any longer, Chair. I think that there was a smooth transition. Areas have subsided. We've provided a number of services to those areas, not only social development, but the rest of the other departments in the Northwest province. Some of the challenges are ongoing. As we move forward, we will be able to speak to them. Thanks.
So,
going back.
Initially, I also wanted to say what you said, that the energy system should cover everything. That the area is really area, and we have it. So that's where you want the...
My acting division, Memakas, perform record, Memakas, and my acting finance manager, perform record. Somebody say
I'm a
guy.
I agree with that.
The embassy of
Sure. at capacity consistently built. What does this mean, practically? It means whilst you have inner pastures there, but clearly part of the bigger challenge is how do you also second staff to ensure capacity is built, maintained and retained at the goal level. It's a bigger challenge that we must deal with. Hand in hand, the first one holds, if you like. Well, some of these things will always come at you. And looking at the Constitution, we always say, what did you do as a national department in the context of capacity constraints in a department? So, again, it's a matter that we must always discuss with ourselves as we're looking at getting some of the best people from the department. But also, how do we ensure that the department also steps? How do we ensure that the incentive in the provinces to ensure that people, sometimes if you're looking at what the National Department of Health is doing, incentivizing. Clearly, the National Department of Social Development must also start thinking about it. How do you act? Not only in respect of social welfare, but also in-house capacities of the provincial department. That's the message to your teaching is there. All right. I don't know if you should respond. That's a message. Okay, madam.
Thanks, Chairperson, members of the committee and colleagues. I think the NSA has covered everything that we had in the presentation, and you've got the copies of the presentation in front of you. But here on the slide, we were really talking about the challenges that we are experiencing as a province in as far as social welfare infrastructure is concerned. And I think, Chairperson, you'd agree with me that most of the services that we're providing within this sector, we rely on availability of the infrastructure. Okay. And not only are we a rural province, but the historical backlog on infrastructure hampers the provision of the service. Not only that, again, we haven't got in the province a network of well-resourced NGOs that can touch the government in the provision of the services. So you find that the responsibility falls back to government. Government with its limited resources will have to provide these services and these infrastructures and be able then to provide the service. But also, we have also realized that there is also a problem or a challenge of the lack of quality. If you look at your massification of ECD, the assumption is that there is this network of NGOs that will partner government. And therefore, we find that we are, like the MC alluded to, that within the local municipality, this is not a priority. And therefore, even though they have got their infrastructure progress, but you really are not number one on that list. And therefore, there is constant engagement with local municipalities to try and address that. And therefore, we only have crisis centers in the Northwest, and we don't have any VEP center. And that is the problem, again, that has been affected by the provincial budget pressures that we are experiencing. The money that has been taken from this program over the MTEF. So we won't be able to build VEP centers. We only have one state-run children's home, and the places of safety that are run by NGOs, two of them. And again, as you read our report, you will see that this is where we took money for the completion of the secure care centers. And we only have one state-run old age home, and the 26 subsidized, if you look at our report, you will see again that this is where we really are funding 85% of the people that receive the service from this are non-Africans. And that's where we're saying that the transformation program needs to be fast-tracked and address those anomalies. And we are then saying that really the scoping exercise that is going to be carried out by National got 6 million to do this. We are then saying that at the end of that scoping exercise, there needs to be funding models that we look at that can be able to affect, to address the challenges that we are faced with as provinces that have got this historical backlog. And because we feel that the that process will not really take us closer to where we need to be. And in a nutshell,
you see, part of this scoping exercise must take into account it's a brand new model of the FSP that seeks to allocate to what they call constitutional mandated surprise you from formula, not yet applicable. We still have to undergo a work of ourselves as a committee. Pleasure. Matter of class in there.
Chief, I may just make one comment, thank you. I think the presentation has been extremely interesting and impassioned. Definitely, I think one will watch with excitement what the developments are. I think the budget of Northwest, I agree with MC fully, has been dominated by the problems in education following the demarcation. The entire provincial budget was thrown completely out and it's taken more than a year to try and start getting the provinces' finances back in some kind of leadership. And all the other departments have suffered because of this. So, I think that is completely true, and school education is in a sense stabilized in Northwest, so hopefully it is starting to get back on track. I think all those other departments are going to struggle. But nevertheless, I think even within that, we do see that, even looking forward, that the budget of social development, even after the cut, does still increase by about 30-40% year on year. And 25% annually over the NSF. So I think that granted there are constraints, but the challenge really for social development here is in a sense to try and make the most of what they do have, while still trying to motivate for more. And I think the concern really is, I hear the NEC problem here, is really, the problem really has been how do you attract and retain the skills to really deliver the service in a way that the vision is there to deliver it, because in fact the difficulty is that even with the 200 million being taken away in your adjustment budget, it's still an understanding projected of what 100 or 200 million further. That's your IYM system, December. Your IYM, what you officially submitted, is an understanding projection of at least 90 million. In fact, your own chart, your own presentation shows more than that. Or the National Department's presentation, certainly. But the numbers that you give the National Treasury you project an understanding of 90 million. Now, and I understand a lot of that is capital because of the problems of work that have been described. But, I do share that problem, and I hear the efforts that are being made to address the problem.
Now, just a slight correction, Chair. The numbers that you saw in the summary are incorrect. If you add in the therapy chain, we also come back to the same projection of 94 million savings or understanding.
Okay. I want to lobby Mr. Sokolo. I'm going to Northwest. I'm going to attend to the 14th of March. I think we need to have a meeting with Public Works and this department, but also education, because I don't understand this. The after this explosion and the respect of Peppermint, we still also were suspicious of the figures they were presenting to us as education and other ways. So clearly we need a discussion with all the following characters under one roof. The public were library in the province, education, and local government. But part of what we want to raise is local government operations, this relationship between municipalities and the department, and what local government in that province wants to do. So that is, I do want us to really, without suppressing discussion, and that is, why don't we then say we'll take this discussion further, having now understood exactly this challenge that has presented on the 10 to the 14th, we have to find some time to meet. I'm told you're going to put a support. You're going to meet the MEC here and their colleagues and officials. Let's just talk about this thing. So, really, that worry me. And they, from the South Treasury, education, local government, and social development. Of course, you're correct. But I'm just saying, the most critical for me is education in particular. But I'm just not sure what happened. And out of the blue, we're having this problem of so much personal spending in Northwest. You remember last time, they were projecting overspending of 1 billion, one personal. And we really did not.
No,
what I'm saying, they were projecting overspending as a result of the vacation effect. And we said, no, there's something wrong. You might be paying some votes. And we had instructed their own provincial treasury, national treasury, to go and look and verify. Initially, the figure was 1 billion, came down to something else and still. And something, what does it do? Get into this department and let's look at the whole picture. Which other departments, for instance, are affected by the cut in the Northwest? And therefore, what is the basis? Does it have to do with the reliability of the numbers of the educators in Northwest are being reliable? But two, if these numbers are reliable, where do they come from? Because for me, for some time, you remember this department, we always said it was in the ICU. And then we see what coming back here, both, you know, Shepherd. Until I think it's the first quarter this year of the project of spending of 1.5 billion. I've already mentioned that no. There's something wrong, let them go and investigate. They disappeared. They did not come during the second quarter. They have not come again. I'm just saying, they can go back there and just look at exactly what has been underlying factors here. And then you take the discussion first.
What I would say, with my apologies, I attended the caucus meeting. Now, I realize that there are good programs that are going on, but I don't see any mention of current assistant social workers who are being trained to mend the services that have been provided. Is there anything done for the development of staff to mend these services?
Yeah, I think that I do understand accept your proposal. However, I just want to make general what you call the observation, which perhaps and then for the national department. Well, I think that the national department has a role to play here, but also I think that. The committee and national salaries have agreed on the issue of a comprehensive presentation. Because
the presentations, like all the presentations, you know, they focus on unconditional grant, and now that sort of constraint has introduced a proper picture of the vertical of the situation. And I'm just glad the person to hear that there was a problem in education. I thought that we were working. I do understand that we're not working because we've never been, well, we never detected that. We're never informed about this overspending of education, not even by further of Northwest, but they have this problem. And I think that it's something that we really have to play so that we can also understand. But the issue here, which was raised by Western Cape, is raised by Northwest. I suppose that all the provinces would raise it. It's compensation generally around the personnel of this department. So that if NEC wants to go for clinical staff, they do that because of they want growth. But generally, there is compensation. But in the last quarter, if I'm correct, we were informed that there is a revamp generally of the department as a result of the need. Because I think that the issue of grant kind of crowded a lot of things. So a lot of them were not clear when the department also was, provincial department, were also responsible for grants. I think that it was a blessing in disguise that grants were moved to SAFA so that the social vertical welfare part can come out and we begin to appreciate the problem of that department. For instance, today, we didn't hear about anything about the effects of HIV, but I agree with you that maybe let's go to there. I think that the issue of compensation must really, I don't know, I'm not speaking on behalf of the staff or personnel of the department, but generally, I think that if we want to have quality service delivered, then it means that we must look at a kind of compensation for those, so that you can retain that staff. It's going to be difficult if you want to retain people. That's it's not going to be a struggle now. People are not going to just sit there and say, there is a this revolution that they are fighting for. But also, I think that the other issue that needs to be looked at generally is the issue of infrastructure, you know, the issue of the facilities. I think in all the provinces, I can tell you, in my province, how saying these people think that is better. In our places, general facilities for facilities do not exist. Mainly because we never had the culture of taking old people and putting them there and everyone. But we're not living in 1820 now. So there is some kind of evolution. So I'm saying these services are not available, and clearly the budget for infrastructure needs to be looked at, let alone the fact that our agencies that have to deliver that infrastructure less capacity. I think that's another point that we need to look at. Currently,
I think the provision there must be what you call it made for that.
But I think that generally, there are serious what you call it things that we really need to to look at the NEC, what they call it, reported, and the report, what they call it, the issues of compliance and what are issues that we need to talk about. But I don't think that as government we can promote that now. We did not comply, you know. But I know that the NEC is not saying that. It's saying this is the state of affairs in the province. Are we saying that those people should not receive these services because that is not the situation? But clearly, I think that we should really serious strive towards reaching those of the services. Chairperson, then are we not going to get into the issue? Or we're going there only in March, last week of March. I think that all the departments, the effect of separation of the services of grants and the welfare, I think that it has its own negative effect generally around all the departments, and therefore the departments must really try to fast track the issue of building this department, you know, of building this department of the social otherwise we'll come here every day and then cry and whatever. But the people out there, you know, they're crying out for these services, and at this level we complain like that and that they don't receive the services. It's a problem. I think that we are a privilege because we have access to public resources to build capacity so that we can deliver these services. And there's no way that this should not be delayed. I think that it's an urgent matter that needs to be looked at, which the National Department must rise to ensure that provincial welfare departments have the requisite staff. Thank you, Chair.
Your last question, ma'am. You know what I'm there for?
Very much, Chair. Thank you very much for the input. That's two issues that I want to probably nationally moving forward to take when they discuss the provinces, even though it has been endorsed to mimic. I feel, as you said, that with the competing needs in provinces, I argue that national must lobby for a conditional grant for the infrastructure. We have to do it. That's the only way to address national infrastructure. Because I think that they are more in a very better position to listen to the national treasury, because they can do a study on the existing infrastructure to carry out the services of social development. And with that, and then justify and ask for more or a conditional cap, or ring fence money to provinces. Ring fence ECDs, GETs, defenders, substance abuse centers, put it aside, and it must just work for those things. And that's the one thing. Maybe, Chair, we need to agree that the committee, when we come, it must not necessarily limit us to infrastructure issues. Let's pick up on all the programs of social welfare and social development, including matters relating to sustainable livelihood, so that we can then begin to link the overall development of society with the kind of programs that we have. There's a rise in substance abuse in the province, not because of anything. I think there's when we talk about the erosion of values in our society, all these other things become consequences of the bigger problem, which is the root and ensuring that there are families and those families are stabilized and children are taught basic things in our society. So those things, I think that we need time so that we know that we can. 2 hours for every province, sit on the program, sub-programs we deliver, we indicate, and we make comparisons on the extent to which people have been created access. Because that's what matters for us. But generally, I agree, and thanks to the committee that we've been provided. And please don't quote me. You know, Treasury must tell you about education issues. I don't want to go there and event that I said things in the committee. Please. I still want to finish my 18 months here. So. No, I'm not worried. I think you can raise it because it does have an effect. Thank you very much, Chairman.
No, madam, we do know these things, as we were saying. You see, part of the proposal you made today, one of the things we also picked up this last week, which we want to pursue during the discussion on the division of revenue, is the fact that there is ECD money in the equity. Mm-hmm. Just disappear. Those are matters we want to raise and raise sharply in discussion, because part of the problem is that where does the money disappear to them? You see, part of your bigger problem in your own province, while 200 million are taken off you.
If you are the only...
No, the platinum province.
I want to qualify the chair.
Yes.
You are the only department that was severely affected.
I'm just saying, part of the problem, the bigger problem of your province is that you have many development pockets in other departments. But you know what that does? Then compromises the money that you need to get. Your premier office as a development fund. Every person has a development fund. And then so the discussion with your provincial, it's a matter that we've been raising. We're not sure what these development funds are doing. And some of them are underperforming by all of them. So clearly then, what we need to do, you might, Dr. Blesser, take all of those money into those development funds for each department. And I'm sure there are more than 200 million. Many of them. The same people do not want conditional grants. But they create own conditional grants in their own departments and something. It's a discussion we will have to have. So we've got to find a way of resolving all of these matters. But as we're saying, also some of the money is in the equitable share. It just gets lost somewhere. But thank you very much, MEC. And let me allow you, because you're still giving an international effort in my case, so that you believe as early as now. And whilst you're leaving, can I have some tea for 10 minutes and then we can.
Yeah, he was around the minister for the working sector. There will be different from province to province, but class of the duty will be the same.
Yeah.
Also,
Juice and water.
After 2-3 years, then you can go there and exercise.
Okay. We don't know if we are a big religion.
That's from page 15, sir. Channel. From page 15.
I'm talking to my colleague. Through the page on Duku program, through social welfare services, Zulu, and then jungle program, three. And then even Rush and go.
Thank you, Chair. Firstly, I think it's necessary for me to apologize for my MEC who could not actually be here today, and the delegation that we actually carry out with this working draft. Chair, before we take you through those documents, I just want to say that in the province of KwaZulu-Natal, oh, by the way, the name is Dr. Mukati, I'm the acting HOD for the I just want to start by saying that in the current state of KwaZulu-Natal, we have got one state-run children home. We have got two treatment centers that are also run by the department. And then we have got seven places of safety. We've got two secure care centers. And we have got one old age home, which is actually being rebuilt as we speak. And then I want to mention that we have recently commissioned in the province that these facilities be investigated in terms of their whether they are actually fit to cater for the services that they want to, because they are old buildings which we inherited from the previous government, and their state is not actually modern. We need to look at their state as they were. And then I want also to say that we are continuing with the building of the offices, and there are three offices that, office accommodation, there are three offices that have recently completed, one at Nkanta, one at Nsinga, and one at Mshezi. I'm raising the issue of offices because it will actually come up in our presentation as one of the challenges that we face as a department. From page 15, I would like Ms. Nketa, who is our CFO, to make a presentation on those slides, and then we'll move on, and then I'll take over again when we talk about the challenge.
Thank you, Chair. Our department does not have a question grant. So therefore, I never passed with the people of the government from part of the equity share. On page 16, we have our essential report on infrastructure. The department has a budget of 32.7 million for the infrastructure, including maintenance and this is. And our expenditure for the third quarter was 18.8 million, And that means a fixed number we have spent $7.5 million. Why we have a bit other thing is because the Department of Works submits invoice that they can pay. But I did have a discussion with them that essentially our budget for Hotel 08 is now exhausted. But then I think we're going to invoice us before the end of the financial year. Hopefully, this, whatever is happening will be paid before the end of the financial year. And then I'll ask my daughter to take on the challenges.
The challenges, as indicated, is to cut the underfunding for ARC. For office accommodation.
And yes, okay. We have a lack of infrastructure,
specifically in rural areas, where we are facing a problem where social workers are forced to share offices and interview clients without privacy. We are addressing this issue, but in areas such as Underberg, areas such as Ikaopo, we simply do not have offices, and we are using prefects, as it were, to deliver the services. As Ms. Chepper has indicated, our budget is very low, and we cannot actually afford to build any more structure. Also, emanating from that, we find that because of the lack of residential accommodation, we are mostly a rural province in KwaZulu-Natal. And we need to actually accommodate our staff in these deep rural areas. But because of the lack of residential accommodation, you would find that we have experienced a high turnover of social workers leaving our rural areas and going to urban areas. And then accommodation for children are waiting time. We are experiencing problems regarding keeping children that are waiting trial. And these children, you will find that they are mostly kept in correctional facilities, police cells. And the department, however, is trying to address this issue with we are planning to do to build more secure care centers through a private partnership, through a PPP. The department has appointed a transaction advisor to conduct a feasibility study as far as this is concerned. Going also to the lack of basic infrastructure is a challenge in rural areas. We find that in rural municipalities, NGOs and NGOs cannot operate optimally because of the lack of basic infrastructure such as roads, water, and electricity. I think that has been also identified by the other provinces. Yeah. The impact of this is that services, especially for children, the ECT cannot be rendered efficiently. And the department, however, has actually tried to address this by talking to our provincial treasurer with the view of establishing what we call one-stop centers, which are going to be centers that are going to offer a basket of services. Currently, they've allowed us to move on with that project, and we hope that next time around we'll be able to present a report saying how far we have gone with our one-stop center. I think that is all that we have.
You know, there's an interesting matter in Greece, and I'm just not sure how we're going to deal with this one. How are we going to ensure that equity and equality between the world and the city? Now, this comes out in terms of the ECT in the world and the city. Because I think the main, really, all our work is only focused on heaven. And this, I think, is a critical issues of infrastructure in rural areas, etc. And also the two issues were raising infrastructure there. But also this same this service, if it is in rural areas. What's the approach? I think something needs to be looked at by the national department in the context of equity. And equality and equitability. Surely, all of us have insisted that all of these things go out. I mean, the earlier discussion kept to this. All of these things, but I think the biggest chunk of South Africa is working. Biggest chunk of South Africa is working, and therefore, we are not talking to that challenge. Questions, comments, clarity?
Thank you so much for the presentation. And this is a pretty good question. If you look at how the social workers are working, you just feel like crying. Their workload is increasing day in and day out because of the diseases that are occurring. We refer this to them for support and counseling. Now, looking at the teachers who have had colleges in school, that has not worked out because they ended up being attacked by people around. Could perhaps the department look at providing accommodation in a central place where teachers, nurses, and social workers of that particular area in a rural area could be accommodated? Placing directly. The services are right on top of the mountain, and there are things like Tapamas. If I get part of Tapamas, we could have a central place where people are accommodated. And in the Wamchetwa area, Mbangeni, well, places like Yodota, where there are almost all the roads that are going out, and we could have central accommodation place provided for the social workers there. If we could think along those lines, rather than having dotted accommodation just for the social workers only, because of security. I'm just wondering. Thanks.
Yeah, definitely. I think that the challenge that you were talking about, and I think that when we were commenting about the other problems, you said, if there is a problem across, we don't think that there's any problem that now it's better. But I just want to say as well upfront to colleagues from this department, because of the perhaps comment that Dr. Peter mentioned at the beginning, that this is a new department that is being built from your old Department of Social Development, which included grants. I think that we tend to be a bit accommodative understanding, but as we go forward, we'll have to, what you call it, a bit ensure that at least we, not by it, but just to a bit try to be stronger on our work, because otherwise we'll have problems. And just looking at from this report, including the comment that you're making, it's clear that to me the workshop with the Citizen Financial Commission, I think, becomes more urgent on those issues of constitutionally mandated services. So that we can start some of the things, we can begin implementing those things, whether they have been approved or not, but and it will give us a framework of saying of the approach and how we should deal with these things. But Apache had a very, what you call it, peer structure, so that people should, everyone should move to urban area. Yes, the majority of the people are there in the rural area. And I think that they should be, they should feel this freedom as well, where they are, at those rural areas. But having made that comment, you know, there's something that my good doctor will excuse me, I have to ask. Dr. Oh, sorry.
discuss.
Okay. As expenditure, it's at 57%. He says that it's 57%, but I'm not sure whether it's overall. Well, and the now, if the expenditure, for instance, at this stage, this is at 57%, are we surely foreseeing under expenditure? And I hear the CFO saying now, public works is saying now, there's a lot of your funds are now exhausted. With some respect, we mustn't say that because tomorrow you're still going to come back to us. You might be meeting for the first time, but we'll continue. It's only the beginning. And unfortunately, we live in a young man there. Doesn't forget. If you say something once, you'll always be reminded. Because at the end of the third quarter, we'll meet again and reflect. So we would have accepted that we are now at 57%, and it's not possible that if at the end of the 9 months we're at 57%. Then we think that 3 months now, we can do the 43%, we can exhaust the 43%. The experience doesn't tell us that that is possible to happen. But the comments that we made earlier around building capacity for this department, so that we have a fully fledged of the department that can be able to I think that that's what we really need to move to. And I see from what National Treasury, from the statement of National Treasury, that you have a program, a good program for the center development. But it seems that also it's not populated, because you are at all the departments, you are at 23%. You are the highest from the bottom. Other provinces are at 96%, and you from the bottom, you are the highest. If you understand what I'm saying. So, I don't know, again, it's clear that we have problems, but I assume that that program is there because there is a need for it. But if we are at 43% at the end of the first month, you see, with other programs, it's easy to blame your public work. Public work does not deliver here. But when you have to do yourself, you have no one to blame. Because it's yourself who has not delivered. And I think that we must also accept that we have not delivered. I see you didn't receive the document from Stella.
No, I
said
it's
on the
right. I
said
it's on the right. I will pass up on my card. 2 and 3. 2 and 3.
Thank you.
Sorry about that.
Over to you.
I think it's not the same document. But in the meantime, I want to, if I can actually throw some light. I was saying,
I would like just to throw
some light as to why we are at that 43%. I think the Western Natal is unique in the sense that when the food relief grant was actually finalized, I think 3 years ago, Western Natal had a problem that had money that could not be utilized because of the appeal for a chairman, on the tender that was granted by the National Department at that time. This matter has been to court for quite a long time and was only sorted out in May last year. And the funding had to be utilized. So in our adjustment estimate, adjusted budget for November, December last year, this money was actually added. It was a sum of 58.9 million. And that is why there is under expenditure. But what is happening currently, we have actually advertised the tender and we are implementing the food relief distribution. And we are at an advanced stage. Hopefully, by the end of this month, the first expenditure will actually be the first rollout in this food distribution will be implemented. And that is why we are such a low expenditure.
Can I just ask on the lighter side, you know, so the is research and development. It's not the real one, because
I think it's development and research. That is the official name. It's the other way around. Development and research. That is how our budget, is structured in our budget. I was saying that we are actually distributing food now. So our expenditure is appears low because of that reason. We are comfortable about how our business process as far as this is concerned. We have just entered into a memorandum of understanding, a working agreement with IGT, where they will be putting up, implementing our one-stop centers that I alluded to when I made my presentation. The CFO will tell us as to when, I think this week or next week, we will be transferring another 15 million and transferring it to IGT. So I think we are comfortable about what is happening and we understand why we are at 43%.
But, I would really like myself to make me understand this
research and development. Chairperson, our apologies, Dr. Mkhize, by development and research. What we've done over the last 2 years, we have been working with Treasury, National Treasury, and we wanted to have a uniform budget structure that is in a way linked to the national structure. This is purely for purposes of monitoring our program, especially the key priority areas that we implement. So we went to review province by province. You know, some provinces have programs like poverty alleviation, this and that. So most of the sub-programs were consolidated under the key themes. You have now program two. Okay, program one is your administration, MEC's office, etc., corporate services. Then you have program two as social welfare services. Now, if you unpack that, you go all the services to all the testing, children, substance abuse, etc. Then we have development and research. This is a program where we had a long debate around. For instance, where do we locate HIV and AIDS? Do we locate it under program 3 or program 4? So within that, you've got sub-programs, one of which is community development, which deals with poverty alleviation, the whole issue around the food program that Dr. Clark was referring to. But within that development and research, you also have sub-programs like population development. Some would like to call it the terminology that Clark doesn't like very much. But basically, we're trying to be able to compare the expenditure from one province to another within the key sub-program so that we understand what is working within that. So what we reported on there is the overall program name, which says development and research, and it shows that saving, which is significant there, with about 28 million, if I'm not mistaken, which is purely linked to that food parcel program. I call it food nutrition program to give it a more appealing name, but basically that's what it was. But the issue of the court case, as he has indicated, it has not been finalized, but it took us, a couple of years. I think provincial treasurer rolled it two times or three times, I can't remember, because of the delays. Because it went to the Supreme Court of Appeal and then it was finalized. So the minister allowed the MEC then to continue with that program.
Okay. You know what you need to do? I think change the answer. Must do an audit, especially in respect of the Rwanda area, of these needs, etc., etc. Because I think that would be very useful for us too. Because as we move on this discussion about ECD funding, etc., national deficit, a bit sharper. And so a good audit of that is very critical. I think what is also critical is the fact that accommodation for social workers is non-existent. And so privacy when people are interviewing clients is never to have met. I think that's a matter that must also be prioritized by the government in terms of engaging with maybe the issue that was raised by the Ministry of Health. A one-off conditional grant or something that would speak to this. In fact, the IGP, infrastructure grant, because it is a better place to deal with it. All what it needs to do is just to expand the benefiting departments, because currently there's only three departments that benefit in terms of law. But provinces are just innovative. Some of them give money to this. I'm looking at the specific infrastructure that under the conditional grant, and yes, they were given some money from the IGP in the province. So that means it does, each provincial treasury does build its own innovation on the basis of the needs.
Thanks, Chair. Just two comments to what you say. The first one on the audit of ECD centers, we have a discussion on Monday. I mean, the heads of departments were presented with a proposal that there's an urgent need for an audit of all ECD centers throughout the country, not only in KZN. So during the debate, I think it became clear that this needs to be extended to all partial care centers where we don't only do ECD alone, but I think that's the key priority because it's one of the eight priorities for our role in social development. Now, the money that was allocated at Treasury is not enough. I think the 6 million that was referred to. We have agreed that there will be a joint contribution for all the provinces to prioritize this. On the other hand, we will also make our commitment to Treasury that we made at the MTED hearing last year, that we have this report on the scoping work for all social development infrastructure. And emanating from that, the proposal was made last year that we need an infrastructure grant, conditional grant. Matters Treasury is not in favor of conditional grants anymore. They did indicate that it seems as if they would be able to listen to this proposal as soon as that report is to hand. Primarily because we know what happens during the provincial teaching processes. We cannot rely on individual big provinces to say they will make enough money available for infrastructure. I think as a start, until we are where education and health are at the moment, we should have a dedicated section of that. Thank you.
One last thing that I would like to share with this forum. We are piloting something in the KwaZulu-Natal province. We wanted to get into a memorandum of understanding with Ugu District Municipality. And basically, in that memorandum of understanding, we are looking at all our fields of services, including ECG. The Ugu District Municipality will be telling us that this is how they are going to work with us with regard to issues of ECG, older persons, and so on, because they have a competency of infrastructure development. We are looking at a situation where one of their deliverables would be putting up some of these structures. In that way, we hope that in there we will be able to influence their IDTs so that they provide for infrastructural development. Indeed, in our province, there's one situation where we found about 1,800, I'm not sure of the figure, of ECG centers that are registered with us, but we have a good more than 3,000 that are unregistered simply because they do not meet the criteria. As a priority, as an apex, what in this priority municipality is referring to, we would find it very difficult if we do not have the proper infrastructure. That is where we hope maybe other district municipalities would be able to enter if we do it, if we see that this one becomes successful. Thank you.
Maybe
there
will be many other things.
Thank you for your doctor. Let me then say, because we are also building an international airport, if you don't have a hurry to get through, we'll allow you to leave. And then if you
allow
it, oh, yes, please, yes.
Thank you, Chair. It's just wondering point around the issue of office space and accommodation for social workers. I wanted to indicate that this is not a challenge that is unique to KwaZulu-Natal only. Last year we conducted a study at National that was looking at the working conditions for social workers and generally across the board, all the provinces. There are serious challenges around that, and it's one of the issues that we have agreed that we need to take forward as part of the retention strategy for social workers. It's a big challenge across the province.
What is the deadline?
I can
ignore you, so now that you've raised it, what is the deadline? Petition for the sake of it must be proper.
I didn't know the committee.
No, we're not just giving the information for the thing. What is the deadline to address this thing? Well, as you are saying, it's a priority, and it also leads to apprehension. What is the deadline? In this MTF, in the outside MTF?
Well, sir, I don't know remember they have commented that if you say something in this committee, I must be sure of the information. So I will.
Yes, madam.
Yes, I will.
And so we can't.
I don't have the in terms of the exact. At the time when the project is there.
When you're coming back?
We'll provide that information.
When?
Within.
Ten Monday?
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
I think something that's affecting our project also, which has not appeared yet. Temporary mobile services in the community because of car hijacking, you will find me a lot of
what
I'm able to talk about the car that I get.
A car is a car all over. Driving to work today is a huge what is it like? You please are looking over a human hijacker. Something is not on this.
Valentine's
Day, she's not a hijacker,
but she's looking for a
lover. Let's see. Second page four.
Thank you, sir. I've been advised by my CFO next to me here that it's in the MTF. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Tell us when it's not coming.
Yeah.
All right.
You will have the
check. Okay. Right on, madam.
Thank you, Honorable Chair, members of the colleagues. Yes, thank you. Members of the committee and the colleagues, may I, before I start, you know, Chair, send an apology for my MEC Omar Sopo. He was not able to attend.
I just want to congratulate you. I just want to say that I'm going to say
thank you. May I also introduce the colleagues who are accompanying me today? On my right, I'll talk to the ladies. It is Mayor Legat Desire. She is the acting CFO. We have Chair advertised the policy. Yes, and then on my left, it is Mr. Frank Salani. He is also nice to
We will start on page 4 because as the chair has rightly observed, we were going to state that we did not have any such a grant. But the project that we're talking about has been funded from our applicable chair. It is mainly two projects, but I will also at the end report about an endeavor that we have undertaken to refurbish one of our existing buildings. We consider that as a significant undertaking that the committee must be informed about. We have two projects. One of them is the Thabogo Sibanyana Security Center. The total budget for this particular project was 10.5 million, and the expenditure as of the third quarter was 4.443 million, thereby registering an end expense of 6 million. Now, we also have the Maccabi One Stop Center. This is a project that we actually, it's a facility that we protected from all mining, and the department is going to use that for the one-stop center. Now, if I were to go back to the issues, the reason for understanding with regards to the security center in Thabo Mofutsanyana, we had a site handover in May 2007, but the contractor performed, you know, poorly. With the effect that, you know, in September we had to release more services.
now. However, we have since gone through all the processes and appointed a new contractor in January. And we are positive that this one is making, you know, the impact that we are expecting. So it is so that by the end of the financial year, it is our hope that we will have utilized all the funds with regards to this project. Now, the Makari One-Stop Justice Center, we had a hiccup with regards to the finalization of the purchasing, particularly the triangle between ourselves, Monday Mining, and the municipality. So we are in the stage only when the consultants are doing the basic work, and we have not had a site handover yet. But one can also anticipate that we should be able to spend at least the money for the consultancy work. That's not the only thing that we have had at home. In the particular financial year for that project. We have, you know, since you know, thought about possible ways through which we can ensure that this project moves and moves with the speed that we request will require. And so we have undertaken a process of developing revised implementation plans for also for particularly the security center. Now we have also you know, committed to meeting monthly, not only at operational level between ourselves and public works, but we have started the process while the 82 departments and the MEPs are now meeting at that level to unlock whatever barrier and predict, you know, possible hiccups that can be resolved at our level. Now, we have also introduced a regime of regular site visits, which are conducted by the two teams from Social Development and Public Works. But also, we have also scheduled whereby our own fiscal planning unit conducts its own site visits, independent of public works, social, and transport. So we think if we keep, you know, on this track here, we might be able to spend the money. Now, at this juncture, I wish to report on an additional infrastructure project here that the department is undertaking, namely the refurbishment of the Medicinator Security Center in Kroonstad. This is an existing center that the department has had, but we were faced with a situation where the conditions had deteriorated to the extent that we could not wait, you know, for the next financial year before we undertake renovations there. And through the adjustment bill, we were able to request them to allow us to utilize an amount of 1.3 million rand, which was made available for this purpose. Now, our initial estimations with regard to the renovation of this project were that we were going to require more than more than 3 million. But we got into a partnership with the Department of Correctional Services, whereby they would make the areas available for the renovations. And this money that we're going to spend, the 1.3, will be basically for the procuring of the material for the refurbishment. So I thought, hey, although this is not part of the project that I captured in our budget statement, but we thought it is a project that we can bring to the attention of the chair and the committee. Now, in terms of the challenges, if the chair allows me, I would rather not go into, because they are the same, you know, all the challenges that were raised by KZN with regards to social welfare infrastructure. And not working against the other colleagues would also be highlighting the same. I would rather not, you know, the same story. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Very good.
No, it was not.
they are doing is like that. You criticize these people and had to withdraw the partnership. The first day there's no question.
I think that, yeah, first day now we, when like everyone else, they have problems. But we would like maybe one, the change of this research and development, because our research institutions sometimes may get confused if we have a research for capital, you know, when it is not really doing, it's not focusing on the research work. Maybe this is development, maybe it should be development, but I think that maybe we can change this. Also, just to say that research maybe is to check up its owner before you can issue of this program. We currently at 53. Yeah, now the social welfare was not bad, 70%. But I think that now this stage, it doesn't look like it's experiencing the same, it has challenges, but I think the ladies have the driver there. Because my comment is related to the issue of where we are informed that these funds are transferred to municipalities. And then for the first time, from what the process is saying, we hear that now they monitor what is happening to those buildings. But from the other provinces, it's a good thing that there were other mechanisms to monitor what's happening, because I mean, you know, with public funds, you can't just throw and turn your back and don't look to what's happening to those matters. Otherwise, this committee, the auditor general, I'm sure will not also cause a result if we take that approach. So I'm saying that, as I said, it used to be protect approach. I think that it's much better approach. Though we have not spoken in detail about how this monitoring takes place, how do the people account it, we have not gone through that detail. But it seems that all that you're trying to emphasize, there must be monitoring for the funds that we transfer in there. Because only yesterday or a few days ago, we had that with municipalities, you give them this grant to use it just for their own travel. They redirect this money. So if you're not monitoring the expenditure, also sometimes they can just do their own things. Also, so I'm saying, there is like a super good idea that I speak of.
No, the only problem with the state is that the big problem is a big problem. And yet they only have two quarters. And mind you, there are some spillover effects from the suit. And also spending on the only two programs, yes. So, and yet again, there are the suit. And you always hear stories of migration, etc., etc. I'm just worried about that. Yeah, the whole range of things. So I'm just saying, I think there's a problem. Maybe then, if you have had the MEC from Northwest, she said they were providing for some of the people who were coming from Botswana, Zimbabwe, etc. Are we not providing, therefore?
for those people that come from the city of Africa. If, I mean, but also I think there's a big need. This is my province, essentially. There's a big need. The province is depressed and poor, and the spending is so hard. If we're told that the DNR relates to food parcels, food alleviation, poverty alleviation, claims, there seems to be no clear-cut program that must address them. Alleviation, poverty and alleviation, if it's the food sales at 56.2%. And so what is going on?
Thank you, sir. First of all, let me clarify the issue of the transport in the quantity announcement that we are implementing through public works. My mention of the municipality was referred to the purchasing of the Monday building in the development. But, you know, we had a problem with the administration of that. So we are...
That's my
it's been discussed as a national level, and they have.
What are you thinking about it? The lack of a clear policy to give guidance.
Thank you, Chair. We are in the process of developing a policy for community development, because it has been identified that this has been one area where there is no policy existing that is guiding community development, not just in the social development sector, but across government as a whole. So we are at an initial stage where we are developing it, which should be finalized by the end of the financial year.
Initial stage?
Yes.
Therefore, money is wasted for the non-policy and guidance. All the customers must be part of our guidance, move with speed, for 6 months.
I think I was almost at the end of my submission.
All right. Let me raise this international question. There's a problem here. The first problem is that you have programs that talk to poverty alleviation. So this department is dealing with that. But these programs are underfunded. Number two, you've got an entity called the National Development Agency, whose mandate is poverty eradication. Again, to understand the And yet, the problem that I have is, how does this money of alleviation in provinces speak to poverty eradication as done by NDC?
You'll recall, Chair, this is one area where government has in fact been, if you like, we identify a lot of fragmentation. Because every department or every entity that has
been,
yes, even our own department, we haven't been neatly coordinating the work with the NDA. But over the last 2 years, we have been interacting. Remember the challenges of the NDA that we had then, but now the new CEO has, to a large extent, stabilized that institution. We have now focused on the priority programs of the NDA as it relates to its core mandate. And one of the things we are doing is joint planning. There is also a review of the entire anti-poverty strategy in the country. And that is going to be the core framework within which all of us will be operating. So once that anti-poverty strategy is finalized, which is driven between us and the presidency, it will be the framework that will actually give direction not only to us but to the rest of government. So we do recognize those challenges, but for now, with the immediate intervention, the CEO of the NDA attend our MINNET meetings, attend our HSD meetings. They have focused especially on capacity building for CSO. And that is the key area where we're going to be focusing. The civil society organization, sorry. So that's where we'll be focusing our key interventions. But there's also the program that we're running together with them on linking the Protestant grants to sustainable livelihoods, which really focusing again around the issues of community development. So yes, we, to the best of our ability for now, we're trying to really integrate our work with the NDA.
Why have you not policies, no guidance, and therefore, but that's funny. It would have been nice for them to have this as a conditional concern, specific concern. Because it is now, anything is that is as possible. Because they will do all sorts of things, that's one thing.
But actually, in fact, in fact, across provinces, they would be doing all sorts of different things. So I think there's no policies, there's no guidance, but if it were a conditional grant, you would have a nice framework that then informs all of us to be able to benchmark properly.
I'm sure there's something to think about, and I think Ed will put together some thinking around. Fortunately, we're meeting next week.
Of course. I have a
problem. I just like to say, I wasn't raising it as a complaint, so my colleague seems. The matter that we have actually given it attention as a head of social development, so this is my attention. But here there was an omission in my response regarding the issue of the PIWA project, the center project, for the bigger province. We have many, and we had implementation plans for all of them from as long as 3 years ago. But we have had to become realistic and actually abort, if you want to say, get to that now. Say, for instance, we have a children's home called Tivoli Home, where we are housing more or less 140 for the poor.
Give me the lift by Monday. This lady must receive the lift. I will be going to those in April. I'm going on
a few lifts. Would it be just a few lifts or with some notes,
Whatever you do, whatever, if you want to sacrifice, whatever, but just give me the lift. I just wanted to know if there is the address, the street name, etc., where they are, so that I'll go there and whilst I'm on the at the center, I then phone me and say I pick up this and that and that.
But
here
I wanted to be aggressive and tell you what we have picked up.
Don't worry about it. Do the note. Give me the list. Okay. I'll take it, we'll take it from there.
Thank you very much, sir.
My question, madame. Mr. Blesha. No, that's right. Madam Chun. No matter what happened,
I will not think it with any.
You know what's happening. No matter what happened. Let's invite everybody. What is the time now? Let's go to lunch, all assembly dining. But Mr. Topone has just given me a note. We must have your voice, madam. Even if you say hi to everybody. Just next to on the right of Mr. Nobody has heard your voice since you came in. You can greet everybody just for them to hear your voice.
Ke tsomo kae ntate?
Kona ma.
Ke bitsa la ka ke le boha mo khaseng.
Ko ka mo khaseng.
National Department of Social Development.
What's your responsibility there?
Budget monitoring and planning.
Are you watching this thing in Kona ma?
Yeah.
Tell us about planning in provinces.
Planning in provinces.
In our interview, we have heard that they come from budget monitoring and we think that many of the
madam, if you have, you're going to know that. Okay, I think that's the question. Thanks. Let's invite everybody. After this, the president is going to be responding to the debate at 2 o'clock.
everything is at front. You are all invited to it. Very nicely funded by the committee of the
statement.
Everything on the menu must be issued. No way to sell it.
Is there any issues with the Northern Cape? I don't want to bother with those that have no issues. They have an issue, no? What is that? Program, Kunan 61 as well. Social services. Social welfare services.
Okay.
Government take two.